Joining us on the Ticket Hotline is the Cowboys owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Good morning, man. Good to be on with you.
Good morning.
Congrats on the big win.
I'm sure you guys are very sleepy this morning. That was quite a delay we had there for that kickoff.
Yeah.
And it really threw out my drinking schedule. I was almost blackout drunk before kickoff.
Because you had all that extra time.
I usually always have it carefully timed out, you know, but not last night. But I swear, that was quite a rainstorm we had. And that field was wetter than a little Rock Gate agent called in a rainstorm,
Jerry,
without an umbrella or protective rain gear.
Okay.
Y'all didn't listen to what I was saying.
Okay.
but we got it. We won. That's the important thing. I know a lot of fans are concerned about this team. I was concerned about this team.
Sure.
Particularly this game. As you know, we had to put old Brandon Cooks on the IR. IR. which meant that someone other than CD was going to have to step up in that wide receiver's room, which is so full of future substitute teachers and Home Depot employees, but and make a contribution. And then Jalen Tolbert did that for us. He answered a call.
Great last night.
And Micah, we didn't have him, of course. He was out due to his ankle injury. And so we really have no idea to what level he would have been ineffective last night. We'll never know.
Well, I'm sure you missed him in pass rushing situations.
Well, he was this week, as you know, he's labeled questionable, which is coincidentally the same status as his new contract. Questionable. Questionable. But how about that rivalry, George? You like that Cowboys Steelers
rivalry?
Yeah,
I love it. It goes way back and long before you owned the team.
That's right.
Back in the good old days.
Long before my tenure.
Yeah.
But I still have no love for that lunch pail franchise and that idiot Terry Bradshaw that they had. Seeing him up on the screen just infuriated me.
Did it?
It did. I think he was an overrated quarterback and a terrible actor. He single-handedly ruined Smoking the Bandit Part 2.
You hold that against him?
I do. And that's not even commenting on his terrible broadcasting skills.
Well, yeah, he's not great at highlights.
He's horrible. He's god-awful. I know I've said this before, but that old Mike Tomlin sure does look like Omar Epps, the actor, doesn't
yeah, he?
Yeah,
he does.
He does.
He sure does. And, you know, Mike McCarthy is all happy because he got to visit his family.
Yeah.
And being in his hometown, it was nice. He knew where every all-you-can-eat buffet was. So I had some good eating going up there.
I think he just went to his parents' house. I think that's where he went.
Yeah, but they have it catered in from Golden Corral.
Well, that's not a bad way to go.
And when you see Mike Zimmer on the sideline now, doesn't it look like he's just trying to stay awake until he hears someone yell bingo?
Yeah, it does.
A little bit, yeah.
It sure does. But I was nervous last night because of that confluence. I'm always nervous in that confluence.
Oh, yeah, the confluence of the three rivers.
No, there were two old strippers in the next suite over that I remembered from the alts, and they were sitting right next to Gene.
Oh, no.
Right across from the glass from Gene, so I was hoping they didn't make a ruckus.
That is a confluence there.
Tell you one thing's for sure, Zeke's got nothing left.
Oh, well, come on.
Nothing
now.
Left.
You shouldn't tear down this
one. I'm speaking truth. His tank's about as empty as my own balls after that Gene-ordered vasectomy.
Okay. Well, why did you sign him?
It was a mistake. I was drunk. Someone dared me that I wouldn't sign them. They blood, and I took about called their bluff.
Well, you shouldn't sign players on a dare.
Now, I regret it. And, I mean, I don't know why we had such trouble beating someone as mediocre as Justin Fields. I mean, that's silly.
Well, they had been winning with him.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm just real worried we're going to have a Dave Campo-like season here. And I ain't got too many more seasons left. So,
Jerry, I would think you'd be ecstatic this morning.
We got to do something. But, hey, I was ecstatic. I was so ecstatic, in fact, and I'm going to pull back the curtain here a little bit.
Okay.
That after the game, Snoopy Dogg and I stumbled out of that stadium and went to a couple strip clubs.
Now that I believe. I
wondered if you ran into him.
That's how happy I was. And it was fun. It was fun. But I will say this. He did have a hard time keeping up with me. So I guess he's getting up there in age. I don't know why. He couldn't keep up with old 82-year-old Nerd Jones.
You still got it.
I still got it. I still got it off the field. I've just never really had it on the field. That's right. The problem. You know, and I was so depressed earlier. I don't know if you saw me. I landed my helicopter on the star practice field last week.
Yeah, we saw that.
That didn't turn out quite how I wanted it to, because I was supposed to jump out the side with the rotor still running for my own viral Bud Dwyer moment.
Oh, my gosh.
That was the plan?
But my ups weren't quite what I remembered them, and I failed to get D2 paid and the rotor.
Oh, my gosh. Jerry.
Yeah, you're in your 80s now. It's not like when you were playing football with Jimmy Jump Up.
That's right. Jimmy and Jerry Jump Up. We were twins.
The Jump Up twins.
The Jump Up twins. But we got a win here. We're well on our way to Super Bowl, whatever number this is. We're very looking forward to it, and we are, and we do. Good morning.
There goes Jarrah.